U.S. Intel. Russia, China's future military plans, nukes obsolete. The Aegis Alliance. Russia has recently updated the Syrian military with up-to-date, but not next-generation Russian technology, tanks, and anti-air defense weaponry. The Syrian army now possesses T-90 Russian MBT. They are equal to the U.S. Abrams and U.K. Challengers. The Russian Federation also announced that they do have and will use their new aircraft carrier killer missiles. These new missiles are also using Russia's new hypersonic system, which means that no U.S. anti-missile defense system would be able to stop them. Russia also has new anti-air defense systems with 2,000-plus miles range. They have moved the new missiles into Syria. These missiles were placed there just after the U.S. attacked the Syrian medical research facilities the U.S. called weapons plants. This is the reason why the U.S. moved their fleet away from Syria. This plan has been in effect for a long time. Russia developed the new Satan II nuclear missiles, with a blast radius that is capable of taking Texas off the map. The reason why they are named Satan II? Because the target was a nation that flags, "In God We Trust." The hypersonic missiles were made with anti-nuclear intentions as the primary goal. A nuclear weapon needs to be primed before detonated. That's a safety precaution on all nukes. Early interception was key for anti-nuke warfare. With EMP, electromagnetic pulse, and hypersonic weapons, early intervention is a high-quality anti-nuke defense. Nuclear was the only real gun the U.S. has had since World War II. Now that we've lost it, our military isn't as useful. Putin know what he's doing. He hasn't launched any public carrier killer tests to assure the U.S. doesn't have a defense against it. All U.S. wars are known to start with the Navy and Marines. The U.S. Air Force is intel and the Army is support and carriers. The Army is occupation and cleanup. So, without the Navy and Marines on the front lines, the Army and Air Force would be useless. Now for China, and I quote intel sources, this shit is insane. China just completed its first aircraft carrier, and has three more in production. They're also expanding their naval fleet. By 2025, they hope to have a navy to rival the U.S. The new Chinese aircraft carriers are two generations ahead of the U.S. They're capable of launching the new Chinese stealth fighters, which not only surpass the U.S., but the U.S. is still unable to launch stealth from AC. The new and failed F-35 was supposed to be primarily for Navy and Marines, but as is known, they failed. On top of that, the Chinese own the majority of the U.S. debt. Over 78% belongs to China. So while the Russians have been working on military development, in full exchange with China, China was focused on taking down the market from the American dollar. They've got us by the balls, financially, while punching us in the face, military. It'd be suicide to take this on, but the U.S. may still go for it. Russia and China are making nuclear weapons a thing of the past, obsolete. They have so many anti-nuclear weapons that U.S. nukes are no longer a threat. It's already being proposed in the United Nations, led by Russia, that the Geneva Convention will ban all nuclear weapons and force a global nuclear disarming campaign. There are numerous actions already in play that confirms the U.S. imperialist agendas are over. Russia only built a few Satan II as a threat. They and China are in full agreement to disarm their nukes with pleasure. The nuclear weapon is outdated, much like chemical weapons. The Chinese have been working on EMP technology that's far more effective than nuking a country, with it not being livable for 40 years. If they do kill a U.S. carrier, the entire Marine Assault Force is dead in the water. They'd have no supplies nor air support. When the carriers are in place, China may use them. We'll be forced to pull older carriers from dry dock, which by that time will be too late. Oh, and my last speculation. The entire U.S. disarming campaign will probably be used for martial law, since they do know this war is not in their favor at all. When the economy tanks, when China takes on full economic assault, there will be mass panic. This is according to U.S. military intel. Alex Mulder Fox contributed to this article. He can be found on Facebook. CC Flickr, Woodley Wonder Works, Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.